Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Summer wouldn't be complete without a trip to the sandy shores of an ocean, bay, lake, or river. As the gritty stuff gets between your toes, you may wonder why beaches are distinctive sandy stretches and why sand looks and feels the way it does. A sandy beach is essentially where pulverized, weathered rock, along with some fragments of shelled creatures and other biota, have collected, tossed up by the waves and as sediment from inland areas. But not every rocky mineral is equally built to last. So over time, the weathering process yields certain common compositions for sand as the stronger materials persist. Some of the minerals are very unstable and decompose, while others, such as feldspar, quartz, and hornblende, are more stable. In ground-up form constitute a lot of the sandy particles comprising beaches. Probably the most common composition would be quartz sand and some feldspar. This mineral formula gives beaches that sort of typical beach complexion of a light brown found in many places in the continental United States and elsewhere. The iron staining on the quartz and the iron oxide on the feldspar gives the sand that tan or brownish color.
The 92nd Naturalist is brought to you by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business at the University of Cincinnati. GrowYourFamilyBusiness.com.